Gentle Giants, Dragon vs. Yeti. In the whimsical land of Giggleburg, there were two magnificent creatures that roamed, a fiery dragon named Ember and a fluffy Yeti known as Snowtuft. Every child of Giggleburg had always wondered, would it be safer to pet gentle Ember or the soft Snowtuft? So the mayor of Giggleburg decided to host a Gentle Giants Day to find out. On that special day, all the children gathered in the town square where Ember and Snowtuft waited patiently. Remember, gentle hands and kind hearts, the mayor reminded them. The first to approach was Ember. With scales like glittering rubies and smoke twirling from her nostrils, she could seem quite fearsome. But as the children reached out, their hands only felt the warm, smooth surface of her scales. Ember let out a purr like a cozy fireplace. She loved the gentle pats. Next was Snowtuft's turn. His fur was as white as the clouds and as fluffy as the softest pillow. The children's hands sunk gently into his cool fur, and a peaceful rumble echoed from him. It tickled when he nuzzled his large head in their hands as a thank you. In the end, the children learned that both the dragon and the Yeti were safe to pet as long as they did so with respect and care. Ember's warmth brought comfort to chilly days, and Snowtuft's cool fur was perfect to cuddle on sunny afternoons. So, whether it be a dragon's scale or a Yeti's fur, kindness is the key to making friends with gentle giants. And that's how the children of Giggleburg found two new friends in Ember and Snowtuft.